Now, can I take you back to your own childhood? Do you remember the occasion when you first felt consciousness of your own individual self?
That was in my 11th year. There I suddenly, on my way to school, I stepped out of a mist. It was just as if I had been in a mist, walking in a mist, and I stepped out of it, and I knew I am. I am what I am. And then I thought, but what have I been before? And then I found that I had been in a mist, not knowing to differentiate myself from things. I was just one thing among many things.
Now, was that associated with any particular episode in your life, or was it just a normal function of adolescence?
Well, that's difficult to say. As far as I can remember, nothing had happened before that would explain this sudden coming to consciousness.
You hadn't, for instance, been quarreling with your parents or anything?
No.
What memories have you of your parents? Were they strict and old-fashioned in the way they brought you up?
Oh, well, you know, they belonged to the later parts of the Middle Ages. And my father was a parson in the country, and you can imagine what people were. They had the convictions in which people have lived since 1,800 years.
How did he try to impress these convictions on you? Did he punish you for...
Oh, no, not at all. No, he was very liberal. And he was most tolerant, most understanding.
Which did you get on with more intimately, your father or your mother?
That's difficult to say. Of course, one is always more intimate with the mother. But when it comes to the personal feeling, I had a better relation to my father, who was predictable, than with my mother, who was, to me, a very problematical something.
So, at any rate, fear was not an element in your relation with your father?
Not at all.
Did you accept him as being infallible in his judgment?
Oh, no, I knew he was very fallible.
How old were you when you knew that?
Now, let me see. Perhaps 11 or 12 years old. It was hanging together with the fact that I knew I was. And from then on, I saw that my father was different.
Yes. So the moment of self-revelation was closely connected with realizing the fallibility of your parents.
Yes, one could say so.
Now, what about...
I realized that I had fear of my mother, but not during the day. There she was quite known to me and predictable, but in the night, I had fear of my mother.
And can you remember why? Can you remember what that
fear... I have not the slightest idea why. No.
What about your school days now? Were you happy at school?
In the beginning, I was very happy to have a companions, you know, because before I had been very lonely. We lived in the country, and I had no brother and no sister. My sister was born very much later, when I was 9 years old. And so I was used to be alone. But I missed it. I missed company. And in school it was wonderful to have company. But soon, you know, in a country school, naturally, I was far ahead. And then I began to be bored.
What sort of religious upbringing did your father give
you? Oh, we were Swiss Reformed.
And did he make you attend church regularly?
Oh, well, that was quite natural. Yes. Everybody went to church on Sunday.
And did you believe in God?
Oh, yes.
Do you now believe in God?
Now? Difficult to answer. I know. I don't need to believe. I know.